Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen. We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on.
This way! Push! It should be right there. I found it.
What is it?
I have no idea.
I've been waiting for this moment my entire villainous life. This is the most powerful book in all of cyberspace.
You brought us all the way down here for a book.
Not just any book. It contains the secrets of cyberspace.
Well, that's important, I guess.
Very important. Once I learn the secrets, I'll take over cyberspace forever. It's stuck. It won't open. I command you, open! What? A book of such secrecy cannot be accessed so easily. To open it, you need...
Yes! We're finally all here together at the migration celebration!
Thanks for bringing us, Didge. I can't wait to see the teal-footed trillers.
Me either. I've never seen a rare bird before.
The teal-footed triller is not just any rare bird, Inez. It's the rarest, most exotic bird in all of cyberspace.
What makes them so rare?
They stay far away from cyber civilization, except for once every 5 years when they flock here to the hidden cliffs and perform the most spectacular song and dance in the sky you'll ever see.
Well, I am ready. I've got my camera.
I've got my binoculars.
And I've got a bunch of Triller fun facts. Who's ready?
Bring 'em on!
Did you know Trillers only eat purple berries? And they hate cold weather. And they always travel in pairs.
But how many toes do they have on each foot?
That's an easy one, Professor. 3.
Good to see you, Digit. Hello, I'm Professor Bob de Bob Bobson.
I learned everything I know from the professor. He's the leading Triller expert and host of this celebration.
Which reminds me, it's Triller time. Welcome, everyone, to the Migration Celebration. In just a few moments, the sun's rays will shine through that very tower, a sign the Trillers are about to arrive. Whoa. How they know the exact moment in time is one of the great mysteries of cyberspace.
Gotta love a good mystery.
Trust me, this is gonna be spectacular.
Look!
It's time! The Trillers should be here any moment.
I don't see anything.
Wait for it. Any second now?
Professor?
This is odd.
Where are the Trillers?
I don't know. This has never happened before.
No worries, folks. They'll show up any moment now. I hope.
Nothing up there. Not a Triller in sight.
I don't understand. The Trillers have always arrived. Always.
Well, there must be some explanation.
I don't have one. What will I tell my Triller followers? They're watching from all over cyberspace, waiting to see them.
Where are you going, Professor?
I'm afraid I must announce that the migration celebration is canceled.
You can't cancel it!
I have no choice, Digit. No teal-footed Trillers, no celebration.
Oh, no! What?
Well, I'm not giving up. I'll be back.
Wait, where are you going?
Let's go check on the Professor.
My dear Triller fans, in an upsetting turn of events, the teal-footed Trillers appear to be missing. So it is with great regret that I must cancel the migration celebration. I'm so very sorry. I need some fresh air.
Wow, he's really worried.
Should we answer?
I don't know. It's the Professor's phone.
But it could be important. Professor Bobson's, lab, or tent office? Can I help you?
Hi, this is Milo from Sensible Flats. I just saw the professor's post about the missing Trillers. Well, I just saw one in my backyard!
You did? That's amazing! Okay, hang on one sec.
I guess I'd better get that. Slider?
Jackie? Hey, didn't expect to be talking to you. So check this out. There's a Triller right here on Radopolis.
Tell me everything.
Whoa, look at all these comments coming in. I can log them.
Okay, so you're calling from where?
Can you repeat that, please?
6 more Triller sightings? No way!
A big nothing out there, not one Triller in... Hey, what's going on in here?
Triller sightings, Dig, everywhere!
What? Does the Professor know?
We've been so busy, we haven't had a chance to tell him.
Professor! We found the Trillers!
What?
I can barely make sense of these notes.
I can't even find some of mine.
Oh, here's one.
There's another one.
Huh? Where? This is not a good look.
Is it true? Have there really been Triller sightings?
About 100 sticky notes of them.
Incredible! Great work, kids! But this data doesn't tell us why they didn't show up. We need more information.
How do we get it? The Trillers are spread all over cyberspace.
From citizen scientists.
Huh? Citizen scientists.
Ordinary citizens who gather specific information to help solve a scientific problem.
Like why the Trillers didn't show up?
Exactly.
Hundreds of scientist helpers. I love it. Data galore.
Let's get to work. All right, kids. Take a look at the Triller observation form.
Oh, can I? Hey, make room for the Dig.
We'll send this form to all our citizen scientists. When they see a Triller, they'll answer these 3 questions.
What questions? Let me see.
Where is the Triller?
Is it alone or with others?
Is it eating? If so, what?
Once we get the forms back, we should have enough information to figure out what's going on.
Cool. When can you send it out?
Right now. Posted.
Quick, pull up the observation form.
Where is the Triller? in Gollywood, perched on the sign.
Is it alone or with others? Alone.
Is it eating? If so, what? Yes, a worm. Sent.
We got the first form back! From Gollywood.
Triller's in Gollywood? Why would they be there?
Maybe when we get back more forms, it will make more sense.
You're right. We just need to wait and see.
Let me check.
These need to be entered, too.
I'll do it. Sorry, Jax.
It's okay. There's just not a lot of room in here.
I've got it, Digit.
Thanks, Professor.
I'll be outside if anyone needs me, which you probably won't.
With all these forms, we must have enough information by now to figure out why the Trillers didn't show up.
Let's hope so.
At last, the secrets of cyberspace will be mine! Both, delete. Bring in the Trillers.
You will let them go, won't you?
How many times must I tell you their song, and only their song, will allow me to open this book? Once the book is open, you can send them on their merry way.
They're really cute, boys.
Goochie, goochie, goo.
It's time, my feathered friends, time to make my dreams of cyber domination come true. Sing, my lovelies, sing. Perhaps you didn't hear me. I said, sing. Sing!
It might help if you said, please.
Will you, Trillers, kindly sing for me? Please? All right, have it your way. We'll just keep you here as long as it takes, even if it's forever.
All I want to do is help. Is that too much to ask? Sheesh.
Careful!
Sorry, I didn't know anyone was still here.
We couldn't leave without seeing the Trillers. We know they'll show up.
And when they do, we'll be ready. I even brought some birdseed for them.
That's nice, but Trillers don't eat birdseed. They only eat purple berries.
Oh, well, I'm going to take a picture of them wading in the water.
Trillers don't like to get wet.
Whoa! You sure know a lot about Trillers. Why aren't you in there helping the professor figure out what happened?
Well, he's got all the help he needs.
That's the last form.
Now we can begin piecing together what happened to the Trillers. All the data we entered is stored right here on this map of cyberspace.
I don't see anything.
Watch. These are all the cyber sites where the Trillers have been spotted.
Whoa!
Wow!
This layer shows us how many sightings there were on each site and if the birds were alone or with others. And this one shows us what they were eating, if anything. Professor Bob de Bob Bobson. Oh, hi, Mom. Yes, I know you're anxious to know what's happening. I know, Mom. So are we. I'm gonna take this outside.
What are we waiting for? Let's figure this out.
And that is the mysterious legend of the teal-footed Trillers.
Wow! No! No, that's not right!
We already looked at that one.
What's going on in there?
I don't know.
It sounds like they need you.
Yeah, you're the Triller expert.
Well, I don't like to brag, but you know what? I am a Triller expert, and they do need me. I'm going in.
Go for it, Edge. Help bring back those Trillers. We'll be waiting.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's almost like we have too much information.
We don't know where to look first.
To start, one thing we know is that most of the Trillers were spotted alone.
Alone? That's strange.
We also know in Casablanca, Trillers were eating apples.
They were eating cabbage in Pottleville.
And worms in Gollywood.
Apples, cabbage, worms? These Trillers aren't acting like Trillers at all.
Why is that, Ditch?
Trillers only eat purple berries, not apples, cabbage, and worms.
Maybe something's making them act weird.
Like what?
Like maybe they aren't really Trillers.
How can they not be Trillers? That doesn't make any sense.
Everyone is seeing them. They have to be Trillers.
I don't know, but I can tell from looking at the information on this map something's not right, like Penguia.
Let's check it out.
Look how many Trillers are here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Trillers hate the cold weather.
That is strange, I guess.
Another thing, Trillers usually travel in pairs. Aside from this bunch in Penguia, most of them were spotted alone.
So how can we know for sure if they're Trillers or not?
Ah! A couple of kids sent in pictures of the ones they saw. See anything weird?
They look like Trillers to me.
Something's not right. Zoom in closer, Jax. Wait! Look at its toes! There, see?
What? I see two toes.
Trillers have three toes.
I'll bring up the other pictures.
Yikes! They all have two toes.
These don't even look like real birds.
Guys, if these Trillers are fake, where are the real ones?
What's taking so long?
Sorry, boss. It's not easy finding purple berries in the northern frontier.
But we got some nice juicy ones. Isn't it adorable when they eat?
Adorable. Now, it's time to sing. Sing, Trillers. Sing!
They're not singing, boss.
I can see that. Think of another idea.
I have nothing.
Me neither.
Well, keep thinking. My robotic Trillers can't fly around forever!
Fake Trillers? All of them?
We're pretty sure, Professor.
Well, according to the data we've gathered, they're not behaving like real Trillers.
And the fact that they only have two toes proves they're fake.
But what about the real Trillers? Where are they? If something has altered their migratory pattern, there could be serious ornithological consequences.
Can you say that a simpler way?
We need to find the real Trillers now.
Okay, boss. We got some squeaky toys, a ladder. Hey, where's the bird swing? Dee Dee, get out of there.
What? You know I love swings.
Yeah, but it's not for you.
Enough fun! Sing!
Maybe they need some sun, boss.
Yeah, they haven't been outside in a while. Boss, what does this thingy do?
It calls the robotic birds back to the northern frontier. Why?
Oh, no reason.
Hey, Slider, what's up?
Hey, Inez. So there were a bunch of Trillers here on Radopolis, but suddenly they all flocked together and flew away. It was kind of bizarre.
Hello? Fluff? Really? They left Penguia too!
And Sensible Flats.
Any way we can track where the fake Trillers are going?
Attention, citizen scientists. Once again, we need your help.
We've discovered that the teal-footed Trillers are imposters.
We need your help to track where they're going. If they pass over your site, please report their location immediately.
Your help is greatly appreciated.
Lots of Triller sightings coming in.
They're all over the place.
Keep watching. Usually a pattern will emerge.
Refreshing the data. Look, it's like they're all coming together.
Keep watching.
Refreshing again.
It looks like they're heading north. Way north.
There's only one cyber site that far north.
The northern frontier.
Hacker!
Mother Bee, we need a portal, now!
I've tried everything! Why won't you sing? Why? Why? It's happening! The book is opening!
Hey!
Freeze, hacker!
What are you Earthbats doing here? Stay back! You're ruining my plan!
Release the Trillers, the real ones.
Not a chance! Keep singing!
We'll never release them!
And don't bother trying yourself, because we have the key!
Hey, not anymore!
Uh-oh!
Get the key!
Hey!
Chance of cyber domination gone!
The secrets of cyberspace? How did you get this?
Oh, he stole it from the puzzle pyramid.
Hey!
Yeah, we were with him.
Quiet!
I'm putting this in a safe place where it belongs.
She'll get lost! This is unacceptable!
Professor, call everyone back to the cliffs. The Trillers are on their way.
Welcome back to the Migration Celebration. I want to thank all of our citizen scientists. Without your help, we would never have found the Trillers. I also want to thank the Cyber Squad, and especially Digit, whose Triller expertise helped save the day. The teal-footed Trillers have arrived!
I've never seen anything like it.
Me either.
Awesome!
I told you it was spectacular.
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
Hey, Mom. How you doing? What? Hold on. I can't hear you. I'm gonna need to call you back. Hi, Mom. Can you hear me? Good. So what were we saying? Mom, sorry, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Listening to music that's so loud, you can't hear anything else.
Oh, these aren't headphones. These protect my ears from the noise. Here, try them.
I can't hear a thing!
I love living in the city. There's so much to see and do, but sometimes there's so much noise.
I know. Noise is a part of my science research.
Kids can be scientists?
Yeah, I am. A citizen scientist.
What do you do?
You pick a topic that you're interested in. Then you work with scientists to help you observe and record data.
Why do scientists need help?
There are scientists all over the world who need data. You know, information. But they can't be everywhere all the time, so they rely on people like me and lots of other people to collect the information for them.
So what do you do?
I have an app on my phone that measures sound levels. and also records the location of these sounds on a map.
What do the scientists do with all that data?
Well, once they've gathered enough data from kids like me, they identify locations where it's very noisy or very quiet.
Cool. I want to help scientists, too.
Let's go. Of where we collected data. Now, look at this map of where we and other kids collected data. Places with red dots are where there's a lot of noise, and places with green dots are where it's less noisy. What can you tell by looking at the map?
Most of the red dots are located around Broadway.
Why do you think that is?
Broadway is a wide street with lots of traffic.
Correct. Now, what can you tell me about the area where the green dots are?
It's near a park with no stores, narrow streets, and no trucks. So that could be why it's quiet.
Now you're thinking like a scientist.
Shh, it's my quiet time.